Another earthquake in Los Angeles. We have the details. And how about this? A study that shows having more daughters rather than sons makes you liberal. What? You got to check that out. Everybody listening, you have a daughter? Would you label yourself as a liberal? You need to call me. I want to hear the scoop on that as well. Meanwhile, President Obama was busy with credit cards and, of course, when it comes to greenhouse gases and when it comes to emission standards in the United States, he is laying down the law. We talked about it a little bit on our previous show. It just becomes official in the Rose Garden. Here's some of the specifics of the new plan.
That's why in the next 5 years, we're seeking to raise fuel economy standards to an industry average of 35.5 miles per gallon in 2016, an increase of more than 8 miles per gallon per vehicle. That's an unprecedented change, exceeding the demands of Congress and meeting the most stringent requirements sought by many of the environmental advocates represented here today. As a result, we will save 1.8 billion barrels of oil over the lifetime of the vehicles sold in the next 5 years.
1.8 billion. So here's the deal. If you have an SUV, what are you getting gas mileage wise? Now, you still have time. I think I explained this. 2016 is sort of the D-Day when the manufacturers have to have cars across the board where that the sticker will show you that is what the gas mileage is, what you'll get per gallon, right? But you have until 2020 basically to comply. So in other words, if you get that car that's guzzling the gas right before that deadline, you would still scoot under it, if you know what I mean. Kind of grandfathered in. Well, Los Angeles, after having an earthquake that was 5.0, almost 5.0 on the Richter scale just a couple of days ago, gets rattled once more. And downtown L.A., once again, the spot, no reports that I could tell of. I made a couple of quick calls a few hours ago. There's no reports of any kind of damage or injuries. You got a magnitude 4.1. It happened late in the afternoon, Pacific time. You'd be, you know, looking at almost 4 o'clock. It was, to be specific, it was about 10 miles southwest of downtown. Once again, how wild is this? Because this is now this almost the same spot right near Los Angeles. So, you know, again, boom, boom, back to back, crazy. And you had people driving through in that area. It's pretty much the start of rush hour there. So this is 2 days after the other earthquake also centered there. If I was a conspiracy theory person, I might dream up something that could play out here on the airwaves. I don't think so. But we know about the fault lines, and is California getting ready to erupt? Since I have many friends that live there, and I'm sure some of you listening do too, and of course we don't want our friends in California to float off into the Pacific Ocean. If you've ever seen some of the damage in the past that has been done by earthquakes, it's terrifying stuff. So in this case, what they do, because here we go again with LAX, what are you going to do? You're going to check the runways. You're going to look at the infrastructure at the airport to make sure there's no cracks anywhere. And they couldn't find anything. They do those site checks, and they do it a couple of different times, but nothing was damaged. But it has to rattle some nerves when you have these quakes, because it's equivalent to that rolling feeling. In other words, if you were near the epicenter, it would feel like you were rolling. Okay? So that's what it was. And I think if you work in that area, or this is now 2 days later, you're feeling the same thing, I think it's going to probably freak you out a little bit, right? It would do it to me. As somebody who lived in California for 5 years, I never really got used to that. People would always ask me, are you earthquake prepared? I'm like, how do you get prepared for an earthquake? Well, put water. I'm serious. Put water in your trunk. You might have some blankets, have some supplies. But that could be for anything. If I live in Missouri and there's a flood, am I flood prepared? What do I have in my car? There's no way to know. There's no signals as to, whoops, this is the big one, or here's the epicenter. So I think it's a little, nerve wracking to have these within 3 days of each other. Yeah, I'd be, if I was anywhere near LAX and I worked there, I'd have to cop to being a little bit freaked by that, wouldn't you? Has anyone listened to me ever been in an earthquake? Like I said, even the little ones, that rolling feeling, it does give you a sense of uneasiness, I guess, is the best probably way to say it. Hey, coming up on the show, we're going to talk about this one, too. This is big. You know, so often we talk about gun rights on the show, and it just ignites a firestorm. It's like I light a match and set everything on fire, the forest on fire at America tonight. Do you like that analogy? And why? Because we're talking about national parks. There's a bill in Congress that's in this bill. They're talking about allowing loaded guns into the national parks. The Senate voted to allow guns into the parks and wildlife refuges, and the House might pick this up, the same thread. It's a pretty popular bill that would impose all those new restrictions on the credit card companies, and it's part of this. And what the Dems are saying is they hope to send the final version to the White House for the president's signature by the week's end. But the loaded guns thing kind of went under the wire because all the focus, of course, was on the credit cards and restrictions on credit card companies as to what they could raise as far as their interest rates on you and me if you missed a payment or depending on how much you owed and all the other kind of factors that they throw in there where they suddenly take your 8% and make it 28%. So this Senate vote is a huge reversal from what a lot of gun control folks expected when a federal judge blocked this back in March, if you remember. The decision reinstated restrictions that have been in place since the Reagan administration, and that those rules pretty much restrict guns in the parks, and it requires them to be locked or stored, you know, stored somewhere in your car or whatever. Now they're saying that they're going to review this policy over the next several months. That is a pretty quick reversal. So it changed last week when Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn inserted this little amendment to the credit card bill that does exactly what I said. It would allow the concealed loaded guns in parks and in the refuges as well. So, I mean, it's an obvious question to ask. Guns in national parks, is this a good thing? Coburn says, hey, visitors to national parks should have the right to defend themselves, whatever the law is in their state, in accordance to whatever the law is in their state. So it does actually make sense from that point of view when you think about it. But, you know, people are probably freaking out about this. And you got to think about this. There have been some horrible catastrophes that have happened in national parks where somebody creeps up on somebody else. And people have, and this isn't a widespread thing, but there have been a few bizarre, weird murder things that have happened. It has nothing to do with that. I think it has more to do with the right to have the gun according to whatever the state laws say. So it's definitely fair to ask the question, fair or foul, should loaded guns be allowed in national parks? We're going to talk about that more in America Tonight. Coming up next, Amped Abroad. It's an awesome website and an awesome opportunity for many of you listening to me here on ATN. We're going to talk to Charmaine Pruitt next. Hang with us.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's getseeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Yeah, it certainly is a small world after all. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. You got to check out this website. Oh, you'll want to volunteer right away, I'm telling you. AmpedAbroad.com. Joining us now, the founder, creator of this organization. You know, we talk about businesses and what it's like to create a business. And here's somebody who got some experience in the business, and we're going to explain the business in a second. It's volunteering abroad. You pay a very small fee, and you do some incredible things when you go and volunteer. And I think the rewards that you come back with are too great to even describe on these airwaves. So Charmaine Pruitt joining us now. She steps in from the green room, just like Jay Leno. I hope she liked that latte. Hey, Charmaine.
It was wonderful. Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good, and truly your website is such a joy to look at. I mean, we live in this Internet era where the website is your calling card when you have a business, and we're going to reverse things here. First of all, explain what Amped Abroad is.
Amped Abroad is an organization dedicated to providing cultural immersion experiences abroad. And in order to further enhance that cultural immersion experience, we allow participants to we arrange placements for participants to volunteer in various projects as well as internships. Projects could include anything from teaching English, working in an orphanage, conservation, public health, anything, pretty much anything under the sun. You name it, we can do it.
And which is so cool. So people go and they can volunteer for a couple of weeks or a little bit longer. What's the norm?
Anywhere from 2 to 12 weeks in some cases, depending on the country and depending on where participants are from, we can arrange for longer stays. But 2 to 12 weeks is the norm. On average, people tend to participate around 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. We're seeing this because it's so competitive in the job market. You have, and I'm sure you're going to see this as well with Amped Abroad, There are a lot of medical students. There's just a lot of students in general. There's a lot of people that come out of school. There's a lot of people working who have a change of heart and want to do something different. So there's a lot of different types, right, and reasons as to why somebody would volunteer.
Exactly. Our program is open to a wide spectrum of people. Students are our main demographic, as you pointed out. However, you know, we reach out, you know, anyone is welcome. And we do specialize in those niche groups as well, such as teachers and health professionals or aspiring health professionals, where they can volunteer, like I said, in a local school or if their specialty is healthcare in a hospital or medical clinic, depending on their level of expertise.
Yeah, and you lay this all out beautifully on the website. It's funny, you have a little section called Did You Know? And you talk about something that I went down the whole list and it made me laugh because I've been to so many of these countries. And the one thing you say, Panama hats originated in Ecuador, not Panama. Everybody always thinks Panama hats are from Panama. But that's what they do in Ecuador. I brought a few back when I was in Guayaquil, so absolutely. The other thing that you say that I think people listening to America Tonight will find fascinating is Guatemalan women work more than any other women in the world. They work an average, check this out, of 11.5 hours a day.
Exactly. I was amazed to find that out myself. It's like, wow, I have no reason to complain anymore.
Yeah, no kidding. 11 hours. Oh, over 11 hours. I couldn't make it in Guatemala. They kicked
exactly.
me out. And so, of course, people can go to the website to volunteer to check out the destinations, Argentina, Ecuador, and Guatemala, and then you have some others coming as well. Now, you started this company. What was it like when you decided, okay, I'm going to do this? How scary is it to take that first step to becoming the small business owner?
The first step is, in fact, a major hurdle. What I did personally, it depends. You have to find what motivates you, basically, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And what I did was I went out on a limb. I kind of have a little pride issue. So I went out on a limb and I said, I'm going to start a business. And I told my family and my friends, and I knew I didn't want them coming back to me saying, I thought you were going to start a business. And I didn't have a business a few months later down the road.
Right.
And so that's how I motivate myself. It's kind of a sick, twisted way of doing it, I know, but that's what motivates me. And getting over that first hurdle and just, you know, making yourself get up every morning and just putting something, investing something in the business, whether it's just to write a page on a website or to make a few phone calls, but something that's going to get you one step closer to your vision. And you just have to keep pushing at it.
What was the hardest thing about doing it? Was the website you had it visualized in your mind, but actually seeing it go from this idea on paper to creating the whole design of the website, hiring somebody to do it, putting on all the content, was that the toughest thing?
I would not say that was the toughest thing. In terms of the website itself, the toughest part of it was finding a web designer, believe it or not, in this age, day and time. You would think that they would be easy to come by, but finding a web designer that could, that was up to the task of doing what I needed for this website, because the website is very interactive in a sense,
mm-hmm.
and I wanted the website to engage the prospective participants, you know, and I wanted them, like you said, I wanted the website to be attractive, and I wanted it to educate them. I wanted it to accomplish a variety of objectives in terms of when people are considering this type of placement, but by far, the hardest part of it was coming up with a name.
Yeah, because in your mind, you have an idea, and this is your baby, and trying to figure out what are you going to call it and what are people going to remember. And why did you pick Amped?
I picked Amped because Amped is slang. A lot of the young people use it, and my target demographic is 18 to 26, and again, anyone is welcome to participate. But I wanted something that they could relate to, and Amped signified that in my mind. And then it was easy, you know, to develop. And Amped is an acronym for Adventure-Minded People Exploring Diversity. So that's the full name of the company, and that's where Amped Abroad comes from. And so I wanted something that they could relate to, and they, you know, and they see Amped, and then automatically they would get excited, and then the website would just pull them in from there.
Yeah, and it is. I mean, it, like I said, it's so well done. What do you think the majority of people will sign up for when they go to the programs? Is it child care and health care, or what do you think?
Child care and health care are the most popular projects all around. If we had to break it down by country, I would say Ecuador, out of the current options that we have available, Ecuador will be a pretty, a very popular one because of the Galapagos Islands. For those nature lovers, the Galapagos Islands is just a virtual wonderland. Things or animals that I never knew existed even in the Galapagos. And I, you know, you get there and you see them and you're like, wow, you know, I didn't know that, you know, an albatross, it was something I read about in British Lit, but until I actually saw one, that was a different story.
Of course. Hey, and the other thing that you offer that's pretty cool is you've got free Spanish.
Free Spanish lessons for up to 12 weeks. So anywhere from 2 to 12 weeks, the duration of the placement, participants receive 2 hours of free Spanish per day, Monday through Friday, for the time that they're there.
Yeah. I think it's just tremendous. I think it's great that, first of all, you took the steps. You know, do we have some applause from that studio audience? We have to get them amped up, too, as well, so we give them lattes. But I think it's tremendous that, you know, you stuck to your guns. You decided you wanted to do your own business. You came up with the idea. As you said, you had to figure out a name, and that was turned out to be the toughest part. And now you're seeing it launched, and, I mean, you just recently launched, so that has to feel pretty good.
It does feel pretty good. And while I've recently launched, the partners that I have in Latin America, these are partners that I know and trust. I've worked with them before, and in the past, as you mentioned before, I do have previous experience, and combined we have over 20 years of experience arranging placements for volunteers and interns. And I definitely feel like this was my passion to pursue in life. I am passionate about learning about other cultures and exploring diversity. And Latin America, I have to say, is my personal favorite region to work with. And although I am going to be branching out into Asia and Africa soon.
Yeah, I think it's great. I feel the same way that you do about Latin America. So some applause. You can hear that applause in the background.
We wish you all
the best, and tell everybody to go to ampedabroad.com and check it out. Thanks, Charmaine.
Thank you so much, Kate.
All right, Charmaine Pruitt, again, somebody who took the big leap of faith and decided to start her own business. You know how often I say on the air, a lot of what's happening now is stimulating your own economy, and she's doing it. Hang with us, talking about credit cards next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. products. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
So the Senate voted Tuesday to restrict interest rates. You know, when you feel like you're getting hijacked from 8%, suddenly it's 28% on one of your credit cards, Discover, MasterCard, Visa, I don't know, pick a card, any card. And that's a good thing, right? Well, it's a good thing for some Americans, but it's a brutal thing for the rest of us who pay their credit cards on time and, in fact, chip away at the debt. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So let's dive into this card thing. I don't know how many of you have credit cards. Do you have three? Do you have four? Do you have five? Do you just have one? Credit cards are evil for most people because that's what happens is people lose track. People go crazy. I mean, there's a million examples. College students get credit cards, and at first they're responsible, but then they find they need things. And next thing you know, they've added up a ton of debt. They don't get a job right away when they get out of school. It's a nightmare. So here's the deal. You pay your bill on time. You pay it full. You pay it a little bit extra, all that sort of stuff. And right now, a lot of people take advantage of this. You get cashback rewards. You get frequent flyer miles. I've gotten a lot of frequent flyer miles. And whatever the other perks are, right? So now what happens is by limiting the penalties on riskier borrowers, which has become, of course, the source of billions and billions of dollars in fees for credit card companies, so they're going to have to make up for lost income somehow. So what are they going to do? If you have good credit, here's what you can expect to happen to you. Expect a lot of the credit cards to go with an annual fee. So right now, most credit cards don't have them. A few do. Of course, American Express does, and there are some others, but a lot of them don't. So you'll have to pay a fee now. Also, forget the cash back rewards. They'll cut that back, probably the frequent flyer miles. I don't know how that'll work. and charging interest now immediately, boom, on the dime when you buy something. There's not going to be that grace period that you would normally have if you had good credit. In other words, if you had that established, that long history of paying on time and ahead and all that other sort of stuff. So in effect, here we go again, the people who manage their credit well will actually pay the price for those who have credit problems. Isn't that always the way? It's like the whole housing thing. For people who kill themselves, work the extra jobs, whatever, and I know there's some people that there was health problems, there was something that happened, there's plenty of people you can't bag on. But people who just didn't care and let things fall apart or jumped into houses they shouldn't have jumped into, for everybody else who is paying the mortgage, guess who pays the price? So here we go again. And so if you paid your credit cards off on time, who cares? You're not, it's not going to help you because you don't have to pay this annual fee and all this other sort of stuff and all those perks. They're going to be gone. Yeah. So the people, and there are people, I mean, some people make out in a sense like bandits. I know somebody that used the credit card system. They had good credit, paid on time, that whole thing, used the credit card system well enough, almost funded a year of school, year of college for one of her sons. Just because she knew how to do it. She knew how to milk it to take advantage of all of the opportunities that the credit cards were offering somebody who had her credit worthiness. So we're paying for the deadbeats again. But here's the question. If you have to pay annual fees and so the rates rise, will you hang on to the credit cards or will you just get rid of them? We do everything to ditch the credit cards as fast as you can. And think about this answer for a second. And just hang on to maybe one in case of an emergency. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. See, this is America Tonight. We start off talking about loaded guns in national parks. And this is an amendment that's been added onto this credit card thing. And now here we are with the credit cards. But there's the flip side of it. You know, I think it's ridiculous what the credit card companies do because I think they're like the mafia anyway. Now, some people would disagree and would say, I mean, here's the argument to that. Look, they're not a charity. The credit card company isn't a charity. So, you know, give me a break. But here's the deal. Banks used to give credit cards only to the best customers and then charge them a flat interest rate and an annual fee to boot. But with the relaxing of those usury laws in some of the states and the availability of credit scores, of course, which, I mean, that's like a name tag for you, your credit, the FICO score. In the late 80s, banks began offering cards with all kinds of different interest rates and fees, trying the pricing to the, you know, to match how risky you were as a card holder. So it's not cut and dry here. It sounds good, but anything that sounds good, is it really what you want? I mean, it's too late. It's going to definitely go through. It's going to be in the White House for signature for the president, I'm sure, before everybody breaks. No question about that. You know, in one sense, I guess it depends on where you sit. It could be good for some people who are worried, might get laid off, and now they are struggling to pay the credit cards. And, you know, I can see the scenarios, and not all the people that have this happen to them are bad people. But the charges, that's going to probably nip a ton of us. I know I'm one of those people that falls into that category. The cashback things or the charges and the annual charges, forget that. I mean, how many annual charges do I want to pay? How many annual charges do you want to pay? So for me, my goal is anyway one or two at the most. Let me ask Matt this. We've talked about this before. Matt, our technical maestro here on America Tonight. Matt, you and I have talked about the credit card thing, and of course you don't like the credit card deal either, but the annual fees would pretty much chase you away too, wouldn't they?
Yeah, definitely. Well, in general, credit cards have pretty much chased me away. Because I don't know. I spent a lot of money on credit cards just with bills and paying off interest, high interest rates. in my early 20s. Now I don't use any of my credit cards anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't. I mean, it would have to be a dire emergency or something. That would be the only reason why. Because I don't like the idea. There's something about having that hang over your head, and then of course what we've seen with the interest rates. I don't want to get stuck with that. But there's no way I would let myself get into a situation where I had to pay a bunch of annual rates either. Yeah, I mean, that's because that could add up. $50, $100, how many do you have? Jeez.
Yeah, that gets to be a lot of money that you're wasting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could add up to maybe $1,000 for some people. And, you know, does that really make sense? I think in a way, that part of that for the good customer person, that could come back to bite the credit cards to see how many people are going to actually cancel their cards. I think a lot of people will cancel their cards, the ones that have the good credit. And then the other ones, you know, I guess it benefits people who are struggling, but please give me a break. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Simply fantastic. You got to pay more?
Hey, let me ask you this. Credit cards. Do you have a wallet full of credit cards?
I only have one.
American Express?
Nope. Please, I'm not even up to that level.
A platinum card.
she has a gold card that she only uses for business.
Yeah, see, well, the business thing, you have to do that, of course,
right,
because she
right.
gets reimbursed.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's the same thing here. I mean, we don't have as many banks as you do, so most of the credit cards here are, you know, like I have a Visa card from the CIBC, a.k.a. the Canadian Imperial Bank of Commerce. And, they also have been known to, like, you know, gouge and whatever. And, I only use it, you know, what, like you said, for emergencies. Like, okay, if, you know, I use it maybe when I take Julie out to dinner, you know, stuff like that. But I don't use it every day. I'm not one of those, shall we say, shopaholics who has to put a ton of stuff on their credit card. I mean, like I said, I only do it, you know, for Julie or, you know, if it's a special occasion, you know, buy her something nice. But if my bill comes to maybe $200 a month, that's a lot. Because, you know, I'm pretty smart. Because with my late parents, a couple of times my father went hog wild. My mother took the card and took his cards and cut them up.
Good for her.
Yeah. So I learned from her. Watch how you spend your money and things like that. By the way, Chicago will come back and it'll be Detroit in 7 games. The other series, Pittsburgh in 5. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree with you. Predictions from Sam in Montreal.
Yeah, and I
think
spoke
Detroit.
To a certain rabbinical person since his prime minister is now in the States. Sorry, just to get off the subject for a sec.
Yeah.
Basically, he's been talking to some people. They don't think that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to sit down with the Palestinians.
I don't either.
No, because I think he's just doing it just to give lip service to Barack Obama. So who knows what will happen.
That's interesting. Tell Stephen, of course, we say hello from America tonight.
You bet.
We wish him nothing but the best in Israel. That's a good little insight. Because and Sam, thanks. I think the same thing that Stephen thinks, and of course he's right there in Israel, and that's the conversation in the cafes and whatnot. They know that Netanyahu is not a pushover. That's what I said. That's one of the things I like about him. And first of all, with the whole Iran thing, forget about it. Ahmadinejad is not even admitting that they exist. So there's nothing that is going to be brokered there. And I think it's going to be pretty tough with the Palestinians as well. Hey, coming up next, we're going to continue about the credit cards. But did you know that 26 New York schools now closed? I'll tell you why.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call AcolaBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
That there has to be strong and reliable protections for consumers. Days of any time, any reason, rate hikes, and late fee traps have to end.
Well, so of course, I don't want to see the rate hikes either, and I'm sure none of you do. But at the same time, if you've been paying it off, you're going to suffer the consequences. So make sure you get all those rewards right now. Get some of those frequent flyer miles, have those credit card offers where you can swing a credit card over onto another one where it makes sense and it's extremely lower the rate is. Do it now, because this is going to be pushed through pretty fast and that's going to change the game completely. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And hey, you can flip us an email. I got a ton of them. I promise I'll get to it. AmericaTonight.net. A lot of it has to do with now the swine flu. Is it rearing its ugly head? Have we closed our eyes to it? Are we just hoping it goes away? What about the vaccination? I mean, a zillion questions even from a lot of you in the emails. But 26 New York City schools now closed because, of course, you had that assistant principal who died, which of course is incredibly sad when you think that we're talking about kids going to Cancun, bringing back some version of this H1N1 swine flu. And, you know, sadly, you got to take extra steps. I think at that point, if I were the mayor of New York, I would do the same thing. You also had, see, now here's the new part of this. You've got a 16-month-old Queens baby who they're investigating the death of the child. The CDC is for any kind of link to the swine flu. They got swabs from the kid who sadly also died after being hospitalized with respiratory symptoms, and that was just on Monday night. Because the case was fatal, then they got to try to figure out, okay, is there any way to trace this to this bloody swine flu? So the tissue specimens that are taken on an autopsy have to be sent to the CDC. I mean, that would be completely tragic. First, you have the guy who's the assistant principal. Then you have a 16-month-old with the flu-like symptoms. Oof, man. And the baby, who is Jonathan Castillo, Jonathan Castillo's brother and cousin were also being treated. So there's a concern, and they were treated and released, but there's a concern as to who around the baby might have had the virus. So obviously, there are enough people in the school districts worried that 26 schools decide, why are we taking a risk like this? Because of the schools that close, you have, for example, you know, in the public school system in New York, it's PS and whatever the number is, PS 130, PS 35, etc. Well, PS 35, in that school, you had 32 students who had influenza-like illness during the last seven school days. So that means, okay, this is probably swine flu. PS 130, you had 76 kids who had that flu deal. And that was in the last six school days. And then, of course, at a charter school, which has about 500 students, you have 19 who were documented with it. So once that happens, I guess that's the time to close the school. Now, some private schools and some Catholic schools are also on the list. I mean, this is really, with kids, this is really, really spread. Unless you have so many of the schools closed. So far, just to remind everybody, you have six dead as a result. But and it's hard to look at that number, but you look at that number and you say, well, that's the average. I mean, that's fewer than the average flu season has every year. Do you know that the flu puts about 200,000 people in the hospital and it causes, no joke, 36,000 deaths? Here's the deal. That happens and you get some reports about, ooh, terrible flu is going around. You hear people talking about it. I mean, every year I hear somebody talking about the flu no matter where I live. Ooh, watch out. Some people have the flu. Kearney, Nebraska. Ooh, look out. Don't touch the equipment. California. Don't touch the equipment. Don't get near any of the people in the studios. Somebody has the flu. But did you know 36 people die? The difference is, even though we talk about flu shots, there's television stories done about it, Time Magazine, Newsweek, whoever, people write the obligatory flu deal. This flu has a lot of anxiety spreading around. This is what the difference is. And there's a lot of walk-in people, patients, who are coming into these hospitals. And here's the weird part. First, this is typical of this whole swine flu thing. First, it's scary and, oh gosh, it could be a pandemic and we're at number five on the World Health Organization's chart. We're getting closer to the pandemic level where it's out of control. And then we hear, well, we're developing a vaccination, should be ready by fall. Now it looks like that vaccine is much more difficult to create than they originally thought. They're meeting with pharmaceutical companies, but so far, no go. Zero. Lots of conversation, lots of people trying to link it up. I mean, even flu experts have told the WHO that the vaccine manufacturers are not going to be ready to produce a swine flu vaccination for at least a couple of months to start to try to do this, because then you have to do the trials and all that sort of stuff. So it's worth throwing this out here again. If you don't know what the swine flu is, if you are having trouble breathing, if you have massive fatigue and headaches and chills and body aches and a sore throat and you're coughing uncontrollably and you have a fever, and a lot of those could be symptoms of other things too. I think more with the chills and the fatigue, especially you heap that on there, then you got to go to the doctor just to be sure. And for goodness sake, I mean, anybody, could we all in America just wash our hands a little bit more? You know you want to get back to the game. You're at the bar. You run in the men's room. Wash your hands. And women do it too. You know, the study might nail, the study that they did might nail men a little bit more. But I swear I have been to more restrooms where I've seen women just walk out. I want to just grab them and say, could you wash your hands? I mean, please. Because this is how any kinds of this is how a lot of diseases rather spread. And certainly we know with this, that's all it takes. Somebody comes in contact with it, and you just happen to be in the wrong place, and there you go. You've now spread a very scary swine flu that there's a lot of confusion about. How about that? Mm-hmm. Here is the blunder of the day. It's not the swine flu thing and the flip-flopping on how scary it is. It's this. I don't know why. Maybe because I've been to prisons when I was a television anchor. And, you know, I understand that the inmates are clever and everything. But do the inmates run the asylum? Four inmates at Rikers Island have been confirmed to have the swine flu, right? Four more are considered probable for the virus. So you've got health officials who, of course, are scared to death. Imagine the inmate population. In some senses, maybe easier to control because they can't leave. But on the other hand, you have a confined area where people are moving around. And, of course, also I heard off the cuff at Rikers, you had people who were close to escaping. I don't know if you've ever seen photographs of Rikers. I thought they were just making it up. How do you get off of Rikers Island? I mean, you got me. But I guess because then the swine flu panic starts and you've got, you know, how many inmates there and somebody's poking around and they're digging a hole to China, as we used to say, to try to get out of the facility. And they caught somebody pretty much in the act of almost being out of there with a couple of buddies. So here you have the swine flu, the scariness about that, the outbreak there. And then you have somebody using it, twisting it to their advantage. I would think in a confined place it would be scarier because then what are you going to do? There's no way to get away from it unless they keep you in an infirmary. And I don't know in some of these prisons, specifically Rikers, how secure some of those areas are. Pretty scary, though, when you look at that map of New York City. I have to say, I'm not a fear-mongering type person at all, but if I had a little toddler and I was anywhere near some of these schools, I might be inclined to keep them back if the school wasn't closed. But, I mean, they're closing almost everything. I think if it continues, it's a matter of time before Bloomberg just shuts down the whole system. Could be likely. You can send me your thoughts on that and anything else to americatonight.net.